Right, welcome to this meeting. The first item is Chairman's notices, which are printed on page 5 of the agenda. They relate to the sound recordings in the meeting. The Council will be recording this meeting and held in open session and subsequent publication on the Council's website. At the start of the meeting, an announcement will be made about the sound recording. That's what this is. Members of the public attending the meeting with a view to speaking are deemed to be given permission to be included in the recording. In the event of a fire, a siren will sound. Please use the fire exits marked with the green running man. Fire assembly point is outside the main entrance of the council offices. Please gather there and await further instruction. Health and safety, please be advised that the different levels of flooring within the council chamber, there are steps behind the main horseshoe as well as at the side of the room. And finally, this meeting is being monitored and recorded by closed circuit television. The next item is apologies for absence. Chief Executive, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Good evening, members. We have apologies from Councillor Helm, Councillor Durick, Councillor Dobson, Councillor Sidsme, and Councillor Miss Beale. Thank you.
Item 3 is declarations of interest. To disclose the existence and nature of any...
I'm sorry, Chairman. Was Councillor Lewis's apologies given? I missed the list.
Okay. Yeah, well, Councillor Jerks were given. I'm sorry, I should have said, has anyone else got any apologies? Right, okay. Item 3. To disclose the existence and nature of any disclosable pecuniary interests, other pecuniary interests or non-pecuniary interests relating to the items of business on the agenda, having regard to paragraphs 6 to 8, inclusive of the Code of Conduct for members. And members are reminded that should they, they're also required to disclose any such interests as soon as they become aware, should the need arise throughout the meeting. Right. Where are we starting tonight? Carl, we'll start with the leader, please.
Thank you very much, Chairman. I have a non-pecuniary interest as a member of Essex County Council, although there is nothing on the agenda pertaining to that organisation. Should anything arise from the discussions, I will have the interest. Thank you.
Councillor Bratt.
Good evening, Chairman. Thank you. Yes, sir. Non-pecuniary interest as a member of Essex County Council.
Councillor Mrs. Channer.
Likewise, Chairman, non-pecuniary interest as a member of Essex County Council, and I will draw attention to specifically agenda item number 10.
Okay, any others? Okay, we move on then to the minutes. Before we do the minutes, there has been an omission, and I'm proposing that an addition to the following paragraph be added to the minutes, minute 801. Of the last meeting, which was the declaration of interests. Unfortunately, this was picked up, but unfortunately, for technical reasons, it didn't get processed before the minutes went out. And I wish to add the following words. The chairman drew the members' attention to and read out the paragraph contained in the agenda relating to section 106 of the Local Government Finance Act 1992. In response to a question from the chairman, Councillor S.J. Savage raised a point of order and clarified that he would not be making any declaration of interest. Is everyone happy that that's included?
Yeah.
Everyone happy with that? Thank you very much indeed. Right, so we'll go through the minutes now with that amendment, if you're happy with them. Page 7. Councillor Mrs. Acevedo.
Thank you, Chairman. I'm not quite, my new system here isn't quite working properly, and I believe that Ms. Bird has a letter that I can read out rather than go to something that's clearly not available to me at this moment in time. Would you?
Do that.
Excuse me, thank you. Thanks very much.
This is by way of an amendment to the minutes, is it?
It is indeed.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
Thank you. The recorded votes on page 12, 13 and 19 should include Councillor Mrs. Beverly Acevedo and not Councillor Miss Beale, as she was not here. So if that could be amended, please. So all the three recorded votes were incorrect, as it should have read Councillor Mrs. Acevedo.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We know that Miss Bird's already picked that up, and so the final copy will be amended as such. Thank you for that. Can I go on then to page 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Councillor Boyce?
Sorry.
You've got a blank screen?
Somebody tried to pass me the register, and I can't do that and follow you at the same time.
I thought you were good at multitasking, Councillor Boyce. Anything else on 15? 16? 17? 18? 19? 20, 21, 22 and 23. Accept the minutes?
Green.
Everyone happy?
Green.
And this is my copy to sign, is it, Miss Bird?
Yes.
I nearly signed the leader's statement then by error. Here we go.
Mr. Chairman, last question, please.
Yes, I think so.
We've got, on our minutes, it's page 25, 26 and 27. The leader's speech.
That's correct.
Why don't we have responses indicated, even if it be in sort of crazy form?
That's an important.
You know what was discussed?
Well, I think traditionally that doesn't happen, but it's not really part of the minutes. It's an appendix. Well, it's just it just refers to the leader's speech in the minutes, and then they are printed out as an appendix. And I think that's just tradition, is it not? But I mean, it's something you could suggest happens at the next time. I think that's probably the best way, rather than try and pick it up now.
Chairman, I was just asking why, because it's part of the general debate.
Yeah, but I mean, it's always part of a debate, but it's traditionally not recorded, but that's something for you to take up, perhaps for a future occasion. Okay?
Thank you.
Right. Okay, well, let's move on, if you don't mind, to public questions. And there are none. And then somewhere here I have got my chairman's announcements. Are they in this same pack, Miss Bird? Got them. Yeah. I would like to thank the Vice Chairman, who stood in for me on a number of issues of late. I've had several visits. I've been to a number of businesses. I've had a visit to the Springfield Industrial Estate and met two businesses there. I went to the Chairman's Business Awards. One or two of you were there. That was a great success, and that was at Stowmarie's. I went to the Chairman of the County Council's Civic Service at the Cathedral. I visited the Malden Oyster Company, which was most interesting. Chelmsford Civic Lunch at Highlands House, which was very good. And Councillor Padney very kindly went to the Rochford Civic Dinner on my behalf. One more to mention, which was quite enjoyable, and that was the topping out ceremony at the Blackwater Retail Park only just this week. Very chilly, but when we got up in the cherry picker. Well done. It was quite drafty, but it was a magnificent view. But that's just some of the items, but they will all be recorded in the minutes where I've been, and a lot of you, I think, have already seen on the website that I've been out and about as usual. Right, the next item is to start with the minute book and consider the minutes of the undermentioned committees. And we start on page 29 with overview and scrutiny. Now, Mr. Helm is not here, nor is Councillor Dewick. We've got a hand up there from Mrs. Thompson. Would you please present these minutes as you were present?
I will, thank you, Chairman. I even have a script so that hopefully I get this right.
29 to 37.
Yes, I rise to present the minutes of the Overview and Scrutiny Committee held in this chamber on the 14th of February for noting. Does that need to be seconded?
Yes. Yep, it's a seconder. Boy, Councillor Boyce.
At page 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36 and 37. I second.
Accept the minutes. Everyone happy? Right. Okay. Now we move on to Finance and Corporate Services Committee, held on the 6th of March, starting at page 39. Now here again, we've got no chairman, we've got no vice chairman. So, Councillor Fluker, would you present these, please, as you were present?
Yeah, thank you very much, Chairman. I rise to present the minutes of the Finance and Corporate Services Committee held in this chamber on the 6th of March, found on pages 39 to 134. Page 39. I think I need a seconder, Chairman, because there is a recommendation.
Yeah, seconded, Councillor Elliott. Thank you.
Page 39, page 40, I've started. Page 41, there is a recommendation, members. Thank you.
Two recommendations page, on 41.
I beg your pardon, two recommendations on 41. 42. Chairman, the rest of the report is appendices, which are taken as read, so I so move.
42 and 43.
Yeah.
There's another recommendation on two recommendations on 43.
I beg your pardon.
Greed.
Thank you.
That's a short agenda, but everyone seems to be rushing on tonight.
We'll be home
before we even got started. Accept the minutes.
Greed.
Thank you very much. Now we move on to minutes of the Planning and Licensing Committee, which were late coming out. I hope everybody's got a copy of those. They are on, help us with the numbers, Ms. Bird, please.
3 to 12
of the addendum. Should be like that. Yeah, but that's just the addendum, that's not the whole minutes. Okay, Councillor Mrs. Channer, will you present these, please? Agenda 7.
Thank you, Chairman. I rise to present the minutes of the Planning and Licensing Committee held on the 8th of March in this chamber and found on pages, well, what I've got is 3 to 11.
That's correct.
Thank you, Chairman. But yes.
Seconder, please. Yes, Councillor Savage.
Page 3. I think on something else. I read 109.2 or something, but never mind. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6, page 7, page 8.
Councillor St. Joseph.
On page 8 you have the note of the Essex Coastal Recreation Avoidance and Mitigation Strategy. I'm quite certain we looked at the concerns as to how decisions were going to be made between funding priorities, because there are 11 local authorities involved and none of the papers before us gave any clear indication as to how competing priorities would be decided. I think this is an important point and needs to be settled before the priorities are actually in front of all the various local authorities themselves.
That is correct, Chair.
I mean, are you suggesting that we amend these minutes to reflect your comments, or are you suggesting that this should perhaps be a future agenda item on the Planning and Licensing Committee?
I'm happy that it's a future agenda item.
I think that's the best way forward. Is everyone happy with that? It's a valid point. And Councillor Mrs Chan, are you happy to have that on your agenda next time?
Well, Chairman, I think it was quite clear, actually, that the matters to do with RAMS and any subsequent work, any matters of decision would need to be brought back to the committee.
Yeah.
And there was quite a debate, actually, on how this should be done. And actually, in the meeting, it was said, or was it after the meeting, that why not set up something rather like the Waste Authority group did, whereby, actually, rather than, I think I said it in the committee meeting, if I recollect correctly, that rather than just the notes of a steering group coming, that actually if you set up a body like that, you'll have everyone actually talking about the same issue and not having room for misinterpretation. Now, at a meeting I was at with Mr Buck, we did raise that actually with an Essex County Council officer, but also we made it clear that Council of St Joseph will be going to these meetings. It also made clear that comments and concerns that members had, we were going to be relying on Council of St Joseph to actually be raising some of these matters, because we're at a very early stage of this work in progression. Lots of these things will come out, and I'm not sure at this moment in time, until some of the work is done, that the priorities will be clearly defined. The absolute priority is, of course, that Maldon must get its fair share of any funding coming from this RAMS mitigation work.
Yeah. So, nevertheless, you're prepared to have an update report at your next meeting?
Well, there could well be one anyway, Chairman, because yeah. I'm hoping there's been a working group meeting at which Council of St Joseph will also have the opportunity to report back. I would be fully expecting that. But I think the changes to the minutes can also be done at the next meeting, and the committee agree that. But I'm hoping there might be something further coming forward. Bearing in mind, I've picked up some news about the RAMS project now extending into 2019, and also some funding bid that had been made and subsequently was not successful. And I have today asked for some details on that.
Okay.
Well, the answer is, I think, Chairman, at the next meeting of the planning and licensing, we agree to that, because my understanding is the minutes go before the committee. We can highlight the matters here. I'm happy to accept that, but I think the committee also, because I'm not sure whether I can agree to that in this chamber and say get a further report. I'm happy to say we'll include
those. Well, I
think
if the council's suggesting that you should, I think it's reasonable just to have an update
at
the next meeting.
Well, I think I said, Chairman, I'm very much expecting a report will be forthcoming
okay, well,
at the next meeting.
Then.
Because it's clear to me that we thought that the committee should get matters coming before it regularly to do with matters.
Okay, is everyone clear on that? It seems there will be some sort of update on this at the next meeting. Everyone happy?
We
right, thank you very much. Can we go on then, please, Mrs. Channer? Councillor Mrs. Channer, have you got a bit more to present?
Anything else on agenda page number 9, page 10, page 11, Chairman? Great. I so move.
Agreed. Everyone happy? Thank you very much indeed for that. we're now on agenda item 8, excuse me, which is to note that since the last meeting of the Council, the following committees have met and to receive any questions in accordance with Council Committee procedure rules. The minutes published being the North Western Area Committee, South Eastern Area, Overview and Scrutiny Committee and Central Area Planning Committee. And there are three sets of minutes not finalised for publication, very recent meetings, Joint Standards Committee, North Western Area Committee and South Eastern Area Committee. Any questions on that? Or are you happy to note those? Okay. Right. Questions in accordance with Procedure Rule 6.3, of which notice has been given, and I understand there are none. And then we come on to item 10, which is the implementation of the garden suburbs. Leader, are you to present this? Because it's a report to Council. And it starts on page 135.
It certainly does, Chairman. Thank you very much. Members, this only item on tonight's agenda, as you will see, implementation of the garden suburbs. The report before you is in two parts. It's A, to advise the progress on the two garden suburbs, that is South Maldon and North Heybridge, and was also to seek adoption of the master plans for North Heybridge garden suburb and the South Maldon garden suburb. However, you will be aware from the addendum sent today that for various reasons there have been concerns raised about the adoption of the North Heybridge garden suburb by stakeholders. and it is felt prudent by officers that at this stage we seek further advice before adopting only the North Heybridge Garden Suburb Master Plan. This doesn't impact on the South Malden Garden Suburb Master Plan. So it is hoped that recommendation little 2 on the report that the North Heybridge Garden Suburb Master Plan be deferred until a later date, until this authority can get further advice on that subject. So you will see from the rest of the report that there is progression on the development of the South Malden Garden Suburb, and you have an addendum to this report, the very lengthy master plans for both developments. Members, I'm in your hands, but it, as I said, it is our intention that we agree little 1, we defer item little 2, and we agree item little 3.
Is there a second to that proposal? Yeah, that's seconded in several places. Right, everyone happy with that, or do you want to debate it? Good, okay. Councillor Harker.
Yeah, I've got a number of questions. First one is relating to the deferment of 2 little 2, deferring it. I think we should scrap the whole plan altogether. It's not sustainable. It's not deliverable. Nobody's got any money to maintain whatever flood alleviation scheme is imposed. The Environment Agency can't even maintain what they've got now. So I think we should scrub the whole thing and put out a call for alternative sites.
Is that a question, is it?
Yeah, that is, should. Do you believe...
I mean, I'm being very flexible because the council's agreed.
Do you believe we should scrub the North Heybridge Garden Suburb scheme full stop? I've got some more questions.
I'm quite happy to come back on that, whereas I can see the direction that Councillor Harker is coming from, that would have a material effect on our 5-year land supply. We have given outline planning permission for this development in conjunction with the flood alleviation scheme, which was presented to members in December 2016. However, you know, due to the various issues, because this was an integral part of the master plan, it is felt that we need to delay adopting the master plan. This is not a debate about the development scheme itself. This is purely about adoption of the master plan.
I've got some more. In reference to that, if you go to paragraph 4.4.4, page 137, yeah, I'll let the iPad users catch up.
Sorry, say that again.
Paragraph 4.4.4, page 137. Yeah. Last sentence.
It should be on the screen in a minute.
The last sentence says, therefore, the decision notice for the application has not been issued, and effectively the scheme does not have planning permission. How can you have schemes without planning permission in a 5-year land supply in the first place? You haven't got a 5-year land supply because that site hasn't got planning permission.
Do you want to answer that, leader, or do you want the Director
of
Planning?
Let's do that one at a time.
Councillor Harper, as you'll be aware, there was an intention that this would be progressed. That was why it was included in the projections for the 5-year land supply. And at this stage, there is a very strong likelihood that the development will progress and thus preserve that 5-year land supply.
This is an easy one. Paragraph 4.3 on page 137, Wick Hill South, could I ask how many affordable houses are in this scheme? Because there's been several appeals and backwards and forwards, so I'd like to know, and I have already given the officer advance notice of this question.
Well, thank you very much, and the officer has provided me with the relevant information, Councillor Harker. You'll be glad to know. Linden Homes Scheme provides for not less than 30% affordable housing, which equates to 32 dwellings on that site, and this is in line with the requirements of the South Malden Garden Suburb in LDP policy H1, which says 30%.
Thank you. Councillor Hurd.
Thank you, Chairman. I just wondered if you could help me with the Section 106 agreement for the South Maldon suburb. If it is to be delivered by two companies instead of a consortium, does that make any difference to the Section 106 agreements?
I think that's been sorted, but I'll ask the leader or the director of planning to answer that. It'd be helpful if you give us a minute in the page.
It makes no material difference to the Section 106. All it meant was that the Section 106 is split between the two developers, so the phasing of it changes, but the content of it remains exactly the same as previously. Thank you. I just wanted to confirm that actually the same... If it's less companies building that, then surely their contribution should be greater.
Can you answer that, please?
It was already going to be a consortia of companies as one delivering it as one single project. The amount of the Section 106 relates purely to the mitigation of the development, so that the amount involved wouldn't change. Thank you very much.
Hang on a minute. Let's just get the legal officer's got a comment to make.
Yes, I was involved actually in the drafting of the of the new Section 106 agreement. There was an existing agreement that was based on a consortium doing the development. That, because now the site is to be split between two developers, that did require some adjustment to the 106 agreement. So what we decided to do was produce a brand new Section 106 agreement. So we now have a second agreement. It's been executed, and now it's just simply awaiting implementation of the first side of the development. And once the first developer starts, that second agreement will kick in and take control.
And thank you. The reason that I ask is that I have got grave concerns about traffic which is coming out of Wick Hill, coming out of Meeson Meadows and the road going to the community centre as well, because at the moment vehicles cannot easily turn right. And with the extra traffic, if there is going to be more traffic along there and the Section 106 agreement is going to be changed, then I would like two roundabouts considered for those two junctions in order that people can get out of their houses.
I think that might be a bit late for that. With
your permission, Chairman, it is too late, as the Chairman has intimated. The changes to the 106 agreement, or the new 106 agreement to take account of the new arrangement, did not change highway matters. The highway scheme remains the same. The changes were in relation to education contributions and one or two other minor matters, but the major change was to education. Yes, it is too late now. Besides, the county council are happy, as the highway authority, with the highway provision, and they did not request any change in the new Section 106 agreement to which they are parties.
Leader?
Well, thank you very much, Chairman. We were starting to stray off subject a little bit there. We were getting a bit off piste. We are really here to note the progress on the garden suburbs and to consider the recommendations. So I'm just... in summarising, I would like to recommend that you note little one, we defer little two, and we agree little three.
I think that's been agreed already. I was just being flexible and allowing people, as it's still only 8 o'clock, allowing people to comment. Councillor Mrs. Bamford? Questions, yes. But I mean, we're not going to change the recommendation, but I mean...
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As a result of Councillor Hurd's question, at 4.1.2, it does say
that the Section 106 deed of variation has been agreed under the Chief Executive's delegated powers in consultation with ward members. So did that not happen then?
I was certainly consulted as the Chairman of the Council.
I don't recall being consulted on this, because otherwise I would have brought up that matter before.
I think you were copied into the email, Councillor Hurd, but I may be wrong. Anyway, I think, you know, we are, as the leader says, straying off this. Unless anyone's got any burning question now, I think we should proceed to the next item on the agenda, which I think is... Councillor Shrimpton.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was interested to read the front page of the Malden Standard this morning, and I just wondered, when we talk about affordable houses, what sort of money are we talking about?
I think
who can afford it?
I think you're right off the subject now. I think that question can be answered from an officer out of the meeting, Councillor Shrimpton. I'm sure if you ring the planning department, they'll tell you tomorrow morning. But we're getting off the subject. Mrs. Bamford?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to clarify the recommendations, because we have an addendum.
Well, I'm sorry, we've agreed them. We can't clarify them. I was allowing a few questions, but I mean, I'm not going to have anything changed at the Council's
meeting. Well, the little I 1 and 2 is different.
Can you answer that, Councillor Leader, if there is an issue there?
I didn't hear what the question was.
Yeah. On the addendum, little 2 has already been missed out, and we're actually adopting recommendation 1 and little 2 on the addendum, and not 1 and little 3 as on the original document. That's the point she's making. Yeah. So we all know what's happening. It's the middle one that's coming out. Don't worry about the numbers. Can we proceed? Thank you. Agenda item 11 is purely an item of report. There's a change from June until July. There's an error there on the... Will you all please note that? I'm sure Ms. Bird will be sending out a new list. And then we come to agenda item 12, questions to the Leader of the Council in accordance with Procedure Rule 13M. Anybody? Yes. Councillor Beale.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's a question to the Leader, and I've already indicated it to him, so he's prepared. To the Leader, do you agree with me that the problem of clearing southeastern area enforcement backlog has gone to untenable levels? It has been going on for years. The rest of the southeastern area committee are concerned, as well as myself, and need to have assurances that the situation will be resolved as soon as possible. Whether it needs an input of an expert experienced in matters to be engaged to assist the existing enforcement teams with a task is something that we will have to address. I hope this question will trigger an answer to the problem, but not an answer that will say it will be done in time, because time is an essence to resolving the problem.
Leader, please.
Chairman, the Leader of the Opposition started his question saying, does the Leader agree? And the answer is yes. But in all seriousness, clearly there are concerns with enforcement, not only in respect of southeast area planning area, but also central and northwest. The officers have already been asked to prevent a business case to provide an extra resource. But following the meeting the other day, the Director of Planning and has now been asked to come up with a report which will be jointly looked at with the Chairman or Vice Chairman of South East Planning and your good self, Councillor Beale.
Any other questions to the Leader? No? Right, okay. There is no special circumstances business agenda item 13, and I therefore close the meeting at 8:05. Well, thank you for your attendance.